Hey, AfterBuzz TV fans, tune in now. We're talking about Into the Badlands. MK gets his showdown with Sonny. The big battle ensues, and we go down the Chamber of Azra. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. Oh man, that theme song.
It makes me feel
I'm gonna miss seeing or hearing it, I guess. Yeah, seeing it too, though.
Both.
It's an auditory visual thing.
Yeah.
But, as you guys may know, this is the mid-season finale that we're talking about.
Season 3, episode 8.
There are more episodes coming, but we don't have an exact air date for those yet.
Nope.
But definitely stay tuned to the channels. Obviously, follow the cast and crew for those updates. But yes, we have got Alexis here.
Hi guys, I'm excited to talk about all the craziness that was happening, especially my lady Lydia.
Yes,
I can't wait to get into her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I said it.
I'm JB. We've got Tony in the booth chiming in.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I cannot wait to get into this episode. Yeah. So many great things happened, and we have like a consensus overall kill of the week.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Finally, like we all sort of had the same one in our minds.
It was crazy.
So yeah,
it was also the best. It was actually the absolute best
kill. It was. So stay tuned for that. We'll make some big predictions and stuff for the episodes coming forth. Let's just get right into it, though. MK and Sonny face off for the first time in, like, a real way. They've had, like, sparring before.
Okay.
Like, doing mitt work.
I have.
If you will.
Yeah, kind of. I have semi-qualms, but not really, because I understand where MK is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really wish that he was mature enough to understand that the Sonny that probably killed his mom is also a different Sonny than he is now.
Right.
So it kind of hurt a little bit to be like, you're so blinded by your revenge. You didn't learn anything from monks, people who taught you, like, anybody.
Right.
You know? But it was also okay because it also showed that the fact that he didn't get closure with his mother. So the fact that he finds this one thing that he can relate back to it, he's going to act in a plight of rage. But I was just also like, MK, you've been so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I also understand that you were going through a depressive state at one point, hence why all the smoking and the drinking and the ladies. But I was so torn because I was just like, you're better than this. But
right.
I also feel like you needed it? Question mark? I don't know. Y'all can crucify me if you want. But like, I don't know. I was upset a little bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess he is just so bent on revenge. It's like, it's easy to call him out on that because it's like, okay, you're one track right now.
Yeah.
At the same time, I thought it was really cool that it showed, you know, the drive that gave him. Like, yes, it was sort of one focus that he was consumed by, but it also allowed him to become really powerful and, like...
Yeah, it was great seeing him, you know, actually overtake Sonny.
Right, exactly.
Like, that was insane.
Yeah.
It just hurt me still.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, almost like a Darth Vader type moment where it was just like, he used the hate to, like, become really powerful.
Let the anger flow through you. Yeah. I was like, okay. I literally was waiting for Pops to come and be like, do it. Somewhere. So I was like, all right, get back to your own nerddom. Get out.
right. Stay in your universe. But at the same time, it was really cool. I mean, we haven't really seen Sonny get his ass handed to him in such a way, like where he was literally about to get killed. Like, MK was like real close to snapping his neck.
It looked like he was gonna rip it off his neck. It was so brutal the way he grabbed his head.
I thought it was close. Like, I thought there was cracking happening.
Yeah, he was about to go real extra with that, like.
Also, like,
neck twist.
I wanted to point out that point where he does where MK does the sideways double fist.
Yes, that was like a Mortal Kombat move. Yeah, I was like, whoa. Good call. That was definitely one of the top moves from this episode.
No, it was a really great fight. See, I also love how even Baji was like, give me the baby.
Like, yeah, he's like,
he's going to kill you. Give me Henry right now. And Sonny's like, okay, well, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But even like the discussion later too, where he's just like, you killed her. And I was like, yeah, you were there, but at the same time, you were also part of, you saw how Quinn was like, that was how Sonny had to live, you know, and survive. You've had to kill people in order to live.
He's killed a ton of people.
Yeah.
It's like, dude,
so it was,
you know,
just like,
people die. It's the
Badlands.
You know how it is.
But no, I mean, obviously, again, I want everyone to really listen. bring it in. Really listen. I think that MK is still grieving, and that is fine. I totally appreciate that he is trying to get closure on the death of his mother. I think that's great. But again, I really, because we didn't get much of MK in this season, it's very sporadic and things like that. So his story is very broken up and extremely involved with all the other parties, that I feel like I would have loved that major mature moment of like, okay, I'm sorry I had to kick your ass, but I needed to do that.
Right, right.
And we're straight now. You know what I mean? But he was like still angry. And I was like, was that not enough?
True.
You were about to kill him. Like, I feel like we're even now.
Right, right. Well, at the same time, he does walk away though. So that was, I mean, like, yes,
no,
I agree.
Yes. Yeah. He did walk away.
I would love to see like more maturity. Like, as Sunny was saying, like, you can be better than this. Like, you were the chosen one.
Yeah, no, like, for real. It was such a Star Wars moment. But yes, I am proud of him that he turned around.
Right, right. But he like sort of removed himself from the situation.
Yeah, I applaud him for that. That was that moment where I was like, okay, good job, MK. Right, but I meant like that entire point where Sunny was like, That was an old me. You were really young. Like, how old are you now? Like 20? Like,
totally.
20 years ago.
I mean, speaking of like the old him that he describes, like, I was a killer. I was just like Quinn's dog.
Yeah.
Which he was. Like, he kind of snapped into that when they were fighting because, you know, like, first he was like, whoa, dude, what are you doing?
Why are you trying to hurt me?
And then, like, it was like that moment where you like play fighting with someone and like they punch you in the face and it's like, okay,
and I've been
it was
there.
Fun in games until now. Yeah, and like it's
and
on.
And I've definitely been there to a point where it's like I'm sparring with a partner and I'm like, oh, you're actually trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to play this game?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Like, okay, now it's different.
Yeah. And that was, and it was cool to see that transition as well.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like this was an episode for MK to finally, you know, mature. And I think that was really great that we got to see that towards the end.
Right.
I don't really know what this means for MK's character now. Is he going to completely dismiss Sunny? Or is he going to try and make amends? I'm not quite sure because they left it so open-ended.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, I feel like there are greater foes that you should be fighting than Sunny
and
his poor baby.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I mean, hopefully he is starting to realize that, and I can only hope that now that things are so much grander, it seems, like, for the back eight of the season, like, they're really setting things up to be, like,
whenever
pretty
we get
huge.
Those.
As well, yeah, I mean, we'll discuss sort of as we unpack this episode, but it's... so far this season, it's really been like build up to get where we are right now, and it just sort of like exploded. Like, now that like all the pieces are there, it's not like I feel like the only resolve we got was that it's like bigger than all of this. Like,
everything
that we've been dealing with is like small potatoes.
No, I agree with you, and that's why I said that was like,
right,
you know. Yeah.
Which is cool because, I mean, I've been very excited every episode to, like, see everything.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a good job of building the Badlands this season, especially in terms of, like, our understanding of, like, how it works and how, like, the different puzzle pieces, like, fit together.
Yeah.
And it being such, like, a chess match.
It is kind of like a chess match in this one, which I don't know. I just think it's, like, super dope. In that way, and how the fact that they also got played
hardcore
in this as well. But speaking of like kind of like chess pieces and everything, you understand that AfterBuzz TV is also kind of like a greater scale, but we have our own kind of different subsections and things like that. So
the
if
different
you don't
Badlands,
know,
if you will.
Yeah, different parts of the Badlands, but it's part of like different parts of AfterBuzz. So here's a network where we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you guys. But now we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Like I said, we have plenty of them. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned in to the sci-fi, superheroes, and fantasy after shows, or the channel here, you might be interested in Preacher, obviously Luke Cage is coming back, Cloak and Dagger, and many more. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. That's, like I said, drama, reality TV, animation, which is something that I'm on that I think you guys will also enjoy if you love fighting. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button, which I think is up here somewhere or down here somewhere. Now an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And even if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you. Thanks.
Nice. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, we do so many shows here. Like, it gets to not just our channel specifically, which is the sci-fi fantasy superhero channel, but, like, we do so much that it gets to the point where, like, I think we do, like, almost 100 shows. Like, it's just insane. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, there's so much TV that you can cover, so you're able to not have to sit to one channel. You have plenty, so I like that.
Nice. I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of so much,
oh yeah,
the war.
Yeah, there was a lot
so much killing and so many people being burned alive.
Also, there's so many blood puddles. I understand
so many blood puddles.
The cinematography
exactly.
Cinematography that was happening.
It looked very cool.
Yeah, but it was also that moment of like, this is definitely fake blood because when Moon's hat falls into it,
and
I was
it's
like,
just like
that
it's
didn't
like
move.
A mini, yeah,
it looked like gelatin.
There was literally ponds of blood. Like, you'd think some of that would kind of. Drip down
or
into
like be
the,
like kind of muddy and gross, you know, like snow where it's just like kind of nasty.
I mean, it looks really cool.
It was awesome, especially when people are running through it too in slow mo and seeing it come up. It reminded me again of Hero, where you use color to tell a story, but at the same time, it was also so much that I was like,
right.
So who just like let red Jello just melt into the ground and just left it there? That's what it felt
yep,
like.
Yep, it's a lot of, what, they use, like, cornstarch and stuff.
Stuff like that, coloring. But that one looked a little brighter, so I feel like they added something to it to make it super bright.
Right.
Because remember, I think, like, my favorite scene from, I think it's the first season when we have the first fight in the rain, and they put milk or some sort of powder to make it look white.
Right.
So that you can see it in the ground and see it on camera, and I thought that was really cool. I feel like they were like, let's do the same thing here, but let's put a lot of red in it.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I mean, the contrast was super high, which I think was a really visual thing.
No, it made a really cool effect, but I was also like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
We get
people
it, guys.
Were dying.
Yeah, we understand. There's a lot of blood on this field right now.
But yeah, I did, I liked all of that. I mean, there was, we got a big tease for that whole battle scene from Sherman Augustus that was here last week, plays Moon. He obviously let us in on a little romantic encounter that happened.
Man, he told us so much.
If you guys haven't seen that recap, definitely check it out, because there's obviously a lot of teased into this episode, but even beyond that, into the back eight
episodes.
At large.
Yeah.
Real quick, while we're still on the puddles of blood, that whole scene when it's Moon running through that puddle, like that specific puddle of blood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just see that. I just love that shot.
That was so cool.
That stayed with me.
There's so many slow-mo shots, which I love. I mean, specifically for this type of scene, I think it was really cool because you get to see all the detail. Like, obviously, the horses, when they're running, they're moving very fast.
I also felt bad because the fact that he told us the story about
the horse.
Was freaking out.
I was totally
trying
to
distract. Let me see it. But you can also see it too when there's that slow mo of him, of the close up of him. If you look at the horse's eyes, they're so
right. They're
wide,
like, he's like, what is happening?
Somebody save me. I felt so bad. I was like, oh no, come here, baby.
Yeah. Also, great acting by the horse.
Yeah, no, for real.
Also, it totally played me like a fool. I thought he was going down.
I thought he was going to die.
I was looking for when, like, the horse would like freak out, or when the like, you know, if there was ever a moment where it was going crazy.
Yeah, he was gonna be thrown
pretty
off
intense,
his horse.
Though. I mean, it was so cool when he was just like, when Moon was just slashing people like on left and right.
It's crazy.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
and even just the catapults too. I thought that was like something we haven't seen in a lot of big battles like this.
Not yet. Yeah, because most of them have been not close-knit, but they've been, you know, in some sort of city where we don't need catapults. I also found that interesting.
Pretty
it's only
sweet.
One-sided.
Yeah,
well. I was like, oh, someone found all the catapults.
Yeah, the Widow. You might want to look into that.
Yeah, it might be next for the next.
Yeah,
battle.
For the next battle.
Yeah.
Maybe it just goes to show how big really Chao's domain is.
Yeah.
Catapults. Like it's cool, and it's also cool like giving a little insight to their like technology from like the different areas of the Badland, like how Chao has her catapults.
It was so cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of romances, we obviously got the Widow and Gaius happening, which we saw long ago.
Yep, we've been we were claiming that we're like that's gonna happen.
Right. It was just interesting that they like you know had set up this. It's kind of like Forbidden Love a little bit because he, I mean, even though, like, he's always had a thing for her, like,
I know, but him being part of the Chows. Of him, though. Yeah.
Right? Like, exactly. I mean, how does he kill his sister? I mean, he said he wouldn't have a problem with it, but he also... he says like a lot of things.
TV playing with you, you
says
know?
Says a lot of things.
As a person who watches a lot of TV, especially stuff like that, I never trust a character until they actually show that trust.
Right.
But even then, I feel like sometimes it's still playing somebody. And at this point, Widow... Especially now that they've slept together, I feel like now it's easy to manipulate, which is an awful thing to say,
right.
But it happens a lot on TV, which I hate it when women get manipulated with love or sex, and then eventually it's just like, look at my plan. I used my genitals to help, you know, my plan. And it sucks.
Classic move.
Which happens quite a bit, and I feel like, I'm not saying that Geis is going to be this character. I'm hoping that he's very true to Widow in this way. But I also know that it's the Badlands. Anything can happen.
Right,
where he's
right.
like, ha-ha.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, I mean, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, I don't want to just expect people to be, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
And I like his character a lot. I think
Me
he's
too.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
That being said, what Chow kind of throws in the Widow's face, mm-hmm. it rings true pretty, like, I can see that being, like, a highly likely scenario. Like,
yeah.
He might have... legit feelings for her, but he also might, you know, be
might
not that into her.
Yeah, he might just know? Be like, I just like, want you to kill my sister so I can have the land back and then right. kill you later.
Right. I mean, we've seen, you know, many characters do worse and, like,
correct.
Manipulate people and for the betterment of mm-hmm. their own mm-hmm. agenda. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his upbringing sort of as, like, a prince, kind of, in his bad land.
Yeah.
You know, he probably would be able to take advantage of people or just not feel that bad about, like, you know, random cog girls that he...
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a, you know, she's my true love kind of thing and would do anything
right.
for her. Or, I mean, I could be completely wrong and the Widow might end up being like, I can't have any
totally.
Chows alive. Sorry. I use magic.
He totally could.
You know, I mean, it's whatever. I feel like... The Badlands, no one is safe, so I feel like there's a lot of trust being broken all the time. We saw it. We see it all the time since season one, so I feel like these two are no different.
Right.
But again, I'm hoping that they stay as a team. That's just my own hope. I just feel like TV has ruined me.
Yeah.
And has betrayed my trust a lot.
Just trust no one.
No, that's why I actually just have trust issues. It's because of TV.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's always... I mean, it makes it interesting because,
yeah.
you know, there's always backstabbings and...
Yeah, even Ray Watts in the chat
deception.
Says... thank you guys for joining us in the live chat, by the way. Ray Watts says, the show loves breaking up couples.
It does.
Yep.
It does.
I mean, they almost did that with Lydia and Moon because I definitely thought he was going to die.
Right. Or she.
Oh, yeah.
She had a very big scare and still does. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we don't know what's gonna happen.
What her health status is. She's...
I couldn't tell if she was shot or if she was stabbed. Well, no,
it would.
Guns,
I mean,
so...
the
sort of
it was like a tear.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
something.
It was an arrow. Like,
yeah, arrow
when I meant
or
shot, could have
been
I meant,
a slash.
Like, an arrow.
I don't know. It's not great.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also don't remember when that happened. Did we
well,
see
yeah,
that?
I don't think we saw it.
No, we don't see it.
I thought it was crazy. I was like, when did this happen?
I'm pretty sure
did
we
I
don't
blink?
See it, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when she saves him, they, like, just kind of ride off on her horse.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe it was, like, in passing or
right.
something, and she, like, didn't notice until later.
Well, yeah. I mean, we saw there's a lot of people, a lot of arrows, a lot of catapults,
I was
swords.
Really worried for her, like, during, and then obviously I was like, well, now I know why I was worried for her. She's
right.
just bleeding out.
I mean, she is a badass, though.
No,
obviously, we've known this mm-hmm. since day one
since day
with
one.
Her. But it was really cool to see her really in an area of that you wouldn't expect her
mm-hmm.
to be in. Like, you know, obviously, Moon was like, okay, I'm going to take charge of your armies, too, because I'm going to be on the battlefield. And mm-hmm. she's like, actually, I'm going to be there, too. And he's like, that's dumb.
That's kind of weird. Yeah.
And she laid out this whole plan. Then he was like, oh, wow, that totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking way more ahead. Again, back to the chess game.
Every time.
She's winning it. Like,
yeah.
She's... And it was so cool that she was just like, I know more about strategy than anyone, including you.
And it's cool because the fact that, you know, you could sit there and think that, oh, she's just a person who hangs out in the background kind of thing. But at the same time, she's also just kind of putting her pieces in a row without actually, like, really telling anybody until it's, like, you know, it's battle time.
Right.
Which I thought was really, really cool. And I love that they kept that about her character instead of it being like, I'm just a random genius. Like, no. She's been doing this for a while. You could see it in the way that she plans certain things. Like, what, last episode when she was hiding and trying to figure that out. Like, it was just, it's great how she can use her intellect to be able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's by far the most strategic character. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even, you know, into little details, like when she initiated things with Moon. Like, she, you know, I don't think that was an accident, too.
No, she had
put this whole plan into place, and then, you know, she realized, like, that was a time that she could kind of open, you know, herself up romantically, and
especially since she was the one that cut it off like immediately, right. And then all of a sudden now that they've spent more time together and things, that it just kind of, you know, she was like, you know what, no, I deserve, you know, someone who really cares about
right
me. And like, just like actually cares,
right?
Not Quinn kind of cares.
Yes, definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, she definitely absolutely deserves that, but like, I think she realized that, you know, the timing was right for that moment, you know, like, she knew, like, either one of them might die, or both, or
might as well,
you know, whatever. Like,
have that one last ride.
Yeah, exactly.
What? That's what it was.
Totally. Yeah.
Love it.
Hopefully, it won't be though.
No,
because they're
I'm
both awesome characters.
Yeah,
and
I
want to
keep both, especially Moon. I feel like his character has grown a lot in the past few episodes.
Right.
So I want more of that.
Yeah, he definitely killed a ton of people.
So many freaking people.
Also, one of the things that really surprised me coming from Lydia was that she didn't want to die, and she was not okay with dying. And I thought, like, you know, by her, I don't know, from what she's witnessed, she's kind of be like, no, I'm over this life. Like, she'd be okay with dying, but no, she was just like, no, I don't want to die. Moon, take me home. I was like, wow, that was very,
and I feel
very
like,
powerful.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and I love that she didn't want to die there. Like, she wanted to die at home. And I thought that was really, really, like, not memorable, but the fact that it was sweet, but at the same time, it made more sense that she's like, I don't want to die here. I want to die at home.
Yeah, it was sweet and so sad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and she realized that she had so much more to do. And it's really cool that she has found that purpose and, like, sort of gotten back on a path where it's possible. Like, she knows, sort of, she's making moves. She, like, sees sort of a trajectory where that she can follow and make some good in this bad world.
Yeah, which is nice. No, but it's true, and I'm hoping that she gets her wish.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I mean, I think that it would be very dumb for them to kill her off.
Yeah, I'd be upset. At that point, I'm like, you killed Vale, and then you killed Lydia. We're done.
Yeah,
like,
just peace.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't happen. And I know that, again, Sherman, I guess, is definitely teased some more deaths,
yes.
Which is no good. But
I mean,
hopefully they're not the people that we love.
I'm sure
a couple of them will
be,
but
real
still.
Quick, Stephen Auden dropping some knowledge, because he says, you know how they Sherman hinted at the Magnificent Seven episode?
Yes.
So in the film, four of the seven do die.
Whoa.
Well, spoiler alert, I haven't seen the movie
I'm
yet.
Just saying. Oh, come on.
No, I don't really care. It's okay.
Man.
I have the movie at home. I just haven't gotten around to watching it. But I figured that there was going to be a multiple amount. It's a Tarantino film. Everyone
does.
That's
crazy.
But that's interesting. So four.
I'm trying to think who
die,
the seven would be.
Hateful Eight, Alexis.
Oh, am I thinking of Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Who am
Magnificent
I thinking
Seven
of?
Is an old film about, like, cowboys.
It's the original one.
Yeah, but it's actually based off of Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai.
That one I have seen.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm getting all my
I got you.
Movies all mixed up. It's also
I got
been a
you.
Long day.
but man, I wonder who. really quick, while we are on that, I guess, who do we think the seven would be? Just, like, main characters?
Well, okay, so we have main characters. So we have Sunny, Baji.
Yeah,
Moon.
Sunny, Baji, Moon. I think those are
Widow,
all three okay, for sure.
Lydia,
Nyx.
MK.
Nyx.
Widow.
That's everybody,
Lydia.
Right? I just said it.
I think Tilda is more magnificent than Nyx.
Okay, wait. So
true.
Well, yeah.
I can see
she's
a side character.
Maybe not in terms of like battle ability, because she doesn't have the gift.
Let's try this again. So we have Sunny, Baji, MK, Widow, Lydia, Moon, and Tilda. Seven.
Right.
But we do also have Gaius on the side, and
but Nyx. I also feel like he's a side character.
Yeah, Gaius is a little.
I'm not counting Nyx. New characters.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so anyone who's new, so Pilgrim, like all those people, we already know that if they die, it's like, oh, it makes sense. They've only been here for the season.
So right. The OGs, right?
Yeah, OGs. Yeah. Ooh,
I don't know. This is tough.
Man. Well, yeah, obviously anybody in the chat or, you know, sound off in the comments, whatever, whoever you guys think would be in the Magnificent Seven, definitely give us your lists, because obviously there's way more characters than just seven.
But who knows if it'll follow, like, the actual, like, movie,
right,
you know?
Right,
like,
true.
But I think
four of, that's incredible.
I mean, that would be insane, because I'd be like, oh, wow, we're going to get a lot. And, I mean, we also had a lot of new characters that maybe we will be implementing them. I have no idea.
So,
but,
real quick, Steve Otten, he's guessing his seven will be Sunny, Baji, Moon, Widow, MK, Tilda, Lydia, or Gaius versus Pilgrim.
Okay, yeah, I feel like we need to do, like, you know, the
yeah,
no,
I agree. That's pretty
Evil
close
X's,
to my,
you know, kind of battle.
Honestly, I
my
feel list. More like Gaius, because I can see Gaius taking a dive for Widow.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Show that you, like,
so yeah, Gaius instead of Lydia. Yeah, I feel like maybe the Magnificent Seven would all be in, like, battle mode, though.
I would think so, because the fact that Pilgrim is now
right
Super Saiyan, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, well, and also, like, Lydia being injured now, I could see the storyline progressing where, like, she's
so we kind of move Lydia out
more,
of the way. Okay.
She's still alive, but she's, like, you know, controlling from a safe zone.
Okay.
In
but
the
she's
castle.
Usually how Lydia rolls, so that's fine. She did a lot. She earned that now.
But then, yeah, then we can have MK, Sunny, Tilda, Widow, Gaius, Moon, and Baiji. Like,
we also need to find out about Sunny's sister as well.
Yeah.
Because we definitely got confirmation that she's going to be there.
Canon. Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, it was his oldest sister who's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, to our knowledge.
Right.
Yeah, because we know.
So does, yeah. So it would seem.
Yeah,
we haven't
seen her, but we definitely got confirmation that she's gonna be in this. Sherman.
good stuff. I mean, I can't wait for Canon to Sunny's. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's spelled with a K, though. K-A-N-I-N.
But that's just how I remember it.
Right.
Canon.
Fire out of a cannon.
Yeah. I just feel like that's like she's going to be, like, really fast and powerful. And I'm like, you're...
I have a prediction as to who
Yeah, save it for prediction.
But yeah, I'm just teasing it up right now. Because I did see it on the chat. That was a really good guess as to who it was.
Yeah. But but it's really cool finally getting to the camp where we finally have the meetup with Sunny, Baji, MK, Pilgrim, like, everybody.
Right.
You know, like, we finally did it. We made it.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
Oh, man. I'm so happy about that. Well, and we got Sunny's real name, too. Sanzo.
Was it Sanzo?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure, because I was like, at first I heard Santos, and I was like, what?
He doesn't look Mexican.
What? I was like, maybe, wow, you're Latino now. We're Latino now.
I just thought this, but maybe that was, like, written down somewhere when they found him, and when they were just like, that's too hard, so we're going to call him Sunny.
Yeah, just like
it's a typical Asian name. Yeah. Yeah,
I can see Quinn totally doing that. It's like, nah, we're going to call him Sunny.
I know. It's like...
Yeah, I could easily see Quinn, like, whitewashing it a little bit.
Yeah, Quinn's just like, nah. That's too hard. Let's call you Sunny.
Yeah, because it's too
close
to Sunny.
We're in Louisiana down here, so...
No one's going to be saying that name, so we're going to pick Sunny. And I'm like, oh my god. Especially because I have a lot of friends that are like that, have, like, white girl names.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you didn't have to do that. I would have made the effort.
Right. What's crazy is that Sunny doesn't even remember.
Well, I bet she's been called Sunny all of his life. Like, he probably... And remember, he doesn't even remember being on that boat. He remembers his sister, kind of. And like,
yeah, Sunny. Memory, not so good.
Memory.
But, you know, he probably was hit in the head a bunch.
Yeah, I love how he's like, I'm surprised you don't remember me, brother. I'm like, do you know how many head injuries this man has?
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, died a couple
times. He's been in a few fights.
Yeah.
He
definitely has... just the worst memory.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And, you know, part of that might be due to the gift a little bit. I mean, when Pilgrim is talking to him and he's like, yeah, like, we were the chosen, like, babies pretty much.
Yeah.
And, like,
I was like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how he remembers that. But, you know, if that were true, then they probably had it at, like, such a super young age, like Henry. Like, they were the first little dark eye babies.
Yo, and Henry's not looking so great.
Yeah, Henry is not handling it super well.
Yeah, like, I love how, because we have to change from indoor to outdoor, they have to change the graphics for his face. So sometimes he looks like an actual demon baby, right, where he's, like, gray and, like, his eyes are bloodshot. And there are other times where he's, like, a little bit of glistening of sweat. Yeah. Like, a little bit of veinage. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's good days and bad. There's some where it was, like, super...
Yeah, he looked like... He was sickly. Oh, my God. You are dying. Yeah. And other times I'm like, oh, it's kind of like end spray.
The situation's bad. Yeah.
Real quick, everybody. We have LaToya Morgan in the chat again.
Hey! Yay! Hi, LaToya. Hello. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for coming back.
Awesome show, by the way.
Yeah, oh my God. We're freaking out.
I mean, if you can answer this, I don't know if it's confirmed at all, because obviously the network makes the decisions at the end of the day, but any insight as to where, even if it's a ball or when, even ballpark wise,
yeah, when the episodes on the, are coming back,
the second half of the season would be great if you are.
Because I cannot find them on the internet. Please help us.
I know, we've searched.
Yeah, we've scoured. Everywhere. Yeah.
Speaking of searching, though, we definitely got the chamber thing. All the digging search.
I also
is
loved
over.
Because it's TV that, like, it was like, I'm gonna dig over here. Oh, I hit something. Let me turn just a smidge over here where there's a pile of loose dirt. And just go this way. Oh, hey, look, it's been sticking out of the ground this entire time.
Right.
I was like, aw, production.
Production. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool, though. I mean, where they were shooting it, though. That,
oh,
like,
so
like,
cool.
Because that actually made sense. It wasn't technically Azra, but it was like a beacon of like where it all started. Like,
yeah,
where apparently the first like dark ones
were made. Born. Created.
Just real quick, LaToya did answer your question. Yay. JB. So unfortunately, she says that they haven't been confirmed.
Okay.
They haven't confirmed the schedule yet, but the next 8 are already shot and ready to go.
Nice.
Okay,
excellent.
So probably gonna wait till after the World Cup as well.
Right. Correct. That would be wise.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
don't wait too long, because I need more episodes.
Yes, please.
Like,
please,
stat.
Please. Yeah, because that cliffhanger is not.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
no good. Because so they built up this whole thing. I mean, they just like opened a whole new aspect to the Badlands.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because, you know, I think, as we have discussed, like, everything was kind of coming to a head with this episode,
right,
and all the pieces, and now there's like a whole new window of like the more mystic side.
Oh,
I feel like
so cool to finally get more of like a magic kind of, because we already had, it was also really tough because obviously we have the Dark Ones, which is a type of like magic, which we don't really understand how it works besides the fact of how it's activated. We like that Nyx is actually trying to find a different way to activate her powers or her darkness instead of cutting herself all the time, like how MK has gotten to. But now we actually get to see it in full, like, full-fledged form, which is really cool. And seeing how it's transferred.
Right.
Literally.
Right. And also, like, how there was kind of the, it was kind of like the submarine key thing.
Yeah,
where, like, it was
okay,
like, you turn your key.
You can turn,
like,
in three, two, one.
Put your compass in.
I know. Oh, wait, is it one and go?
Yeah,
or?
Exactly. Yeah, are we like, oh,
I really
want
real water, or are we on go?
They're feeling it.
I already put mine in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling the, like, the glass spirit wall with the keys.
So
and
cool.
I get, Sunny, I guess, is the key, but
yeah,
Pilgrim is, like, the conduit. So it's like,
yeah,
they themselves are kind of, you know, like submarine keys.
Yeah, which I thought was really, really cool. Yeah, because he was like, why isn't it working? It's like, well, he has to go through me. Give me the baby.
Right? Yeah, it's like, it was a very... That was a cool aspect where, like, another level of the connection I thought was really cool, because it wasn't just, okay, let's find these artifacts and do the, like, you know, turn
thing. Try to turn them, and then it's just going to start
It's like, literally, like, it's all that plus a bag of chips.
Yeah,
with,
no,
like,
correct.
With, you know...
Subway order.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you have
it
a sub, but you
it's
have to get back.
It's
to
the
it.
Value meal.
But I was thinking the same thing, because the fact that it was, they talk about how being one with like your body and
right,
being like a kind of like a temple and all this kind of stuff. So it was really cool that it wasn't just these artifacts; it was also having to use their bodies, incorporating everything. Like,
right,
it was really
right,
cool,
and like raise the importance level of those characters. Like, like, I feel like it is prophetic in a way that, you know, they found each other and that, like, they were both in this mode where, like, obviously Pilgrim needed Sunny, and Sunny needed to, like, help his son. So it was like a very, it was set up perfectly.
Do you think that this was a good idea for Sonny to do this? Even though Baji told him several different instances.
Baji was adamant enough where my guard's up for sure.
Yeah, I'm like really concerned. Like
he's never been like this, he's never said anything with this much conviction.
Especially because the fact of like that discussion between him and, oh my God, I'm forgetting her name. I keep calling her
Cressida?
Queen. Yes. And how like she kind of like her personality kind of turned just a smidge. And I was like, whoa, but also called it.
Yeah.
And how they want to like control an army. I was like, there's always undertones. Yeah. There's always something. Yeah.
It's pretty dark.
No, but it's kind of.
It's awesome, obviously.
Hear me out, y'all. I'm a very disturbed person, so I like things where it's like, hey, we're doing this whole religion thing, but I also really just want a dark army that I can control.
Yeah.
Great plan.
Who doesn't want a dark army that you can control? Because, I guess everything that in my mind, Azra was like a place, like a safe haven that was like a perfect place. But it sounds like, what Baiji found out is like to make that they kind of had to like eradicate everyone else, which is more of like a, a Thanos type of methodology.
Yeah, but it's interesting because we're getting a lot more media that's kind of like that. Like right now, I'm doing the Voltron after show or the Voltron show, and we have a character who's like that, where he's like, I want to make a peaceful world, but I want to rule it my way. And by doing that, I have to get rid of all the rebels and all these people who are trying to defy me because they're not the perfect race. Like things like that. Sorry if I just spoiled a bunch of stuff for you. But that's kind of the same thing that Thanos wants, and now clearly with our weird culty kind of group.
Right.
So
I mean, that's in general how cults work. So it's nice that like they finally did confirm their intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was also really proud that Baji wasn't like, "And I'm gonna skip town. You guys figure it out." Bye.
Right.
Like he's grown to the point where he's like, I care about, and I love how he calls him our boy.
Yeah.
He's like, I care about our boy, and I want to care about. I was like, aw, two dads. Love him. Vale's not there to help.
I know. Well, yeah, the bromance of Baiji and Sonny has always been an awesome part of this show and just, the very necessary comic relief. But I was surprised that I think he knew that, he didn't really have another option. Baiji didn't have, once he was caught with the dynamite trying to do this.
I thought he was going to do it. And I was like, oh, my God.
He totally would have, but, when they caught him and they were like, okay, we're just going to make you watch.
His lying was awful.
Yeah.
God awful. I mean, I understood, that was the whole point, but I was just Baiji, you're better than this.
I'm all for one-liners, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was hilarious. It was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, just tried.
Gave it the old college try. Yeah. Like, I really just wanted to, reach through my television screen and be like, pet, pet, pet.
Yeah, just not all of them are
good
winners,
kid.
Buddy.
Or just me just being like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
In the corner. I was like, oh.
But yeah, I think that was, perfect or on, his character. Kind of have, a half-baked plan. Like, yeah, well, I'm going to go blow it up then. And they're like, dude, we saw you the whole time.
You just kind of just ran in there and took our stuff. Yeah. It was crazy. But yeah, we get that moment where he takes baby Henry. We see that the powers are being taken away from him, but going into Pilgrim, and he's like, great, so now what? or he's like, oh, thank you so much, and then he's like, no, and I was like, he's gonna say no, thank you, and he's like, thank you. Fade to black. I was like,
right, I know. I was like, how can they end it on that?
I was like, why would you do this?
Yeah, there was some chatter in the episode that they were saying that they can use the machine to to make anyone have the dark gift that they
want.
Which
is crazy to me.
Right. So I don't know. Do you think is he gonna keep this? Is it you take one, get one. It's like no.
Was it Costco samples?
No energy is lost type of scenario. I wonder, or maybe he just has the power now and he can
got to see, we didn't get to talk about it that much because I know we're about to move on, but the fact of our lady, what is her name? I'm forgetting names today. When Widow got to see her old teacher, and she
I think they just call her the Master. Yeah. Yeah.
When Master shows up and like kind of like does her little, you know,
the chi
like,
move.
The little chi move. I wanted to call it the Vulcan pinch, but that's not what that was. Phone home. Move on her. I was like, did she just knock her out, or did she just awaken her powers? Because that would be really cool to see Widow.
Save that go. For predictions. Right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's just it's crazy how at this point, literally, we can have so many Dark Ones running around. That sounds so awful, but also that's pretty much what I think that they want. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what everybody wants.
I just need more.
We need like the dark versions of all of these.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. But yeah, before we get into predictions and Kill of the Week, I do want to remind you guys, if you guys are listening on iTunes, definitely rate and review the show so we can bring more of the like content to you. Mm-hmm. And it really helps kind of boost everything here so we can keep the content free and consistent.
Yeah, and we can get more guests just like we did with Sherman, you know, in actual studio and letting them know, like, this we talk about the stuff and we fangirl / fanboy out about
exactly
yeah.
So yes, please 5 stars. But Kill of the Week, let's wait no further. Yay! Because I can't,
I mean,
because we all had the exact same one this time.
I know, which is crazy. And, we usually have different ones, but right this time we were like, nope.
But clearly, when Lydia shoots the guy through the back of, like, and it comes out his eyeball, like, with the crossbow.
And then she does that slow motion little horse up there where the explosion's behind her, and, like, the wind is in her hair. I was like, I've never been more attracted to Lydia in my life. What just happened?
The battleground.
Get out of here, Widow. Bring in Lydia. I was like, what? Well, yeah. No, that's exactly how she stole my heart.
Right? It's super awesome.
Right through
like,
the heart.
Yeah. It came out through the dude's eye.
Yeah, no, literally my husband was like, oh, she's your wifey now. I'm like, yep, we're getting a divorce. Yeah, I'm marrying Lydia. She's mine now.
Get in line.
Yeah. Sorry, baby.
Honorable mention, he didn't kill anybody like with like the specific weapon, but when Moon like Wolverine claws out of that thing. I mean, he like it. We've seen him fire the darts and arrows and stuff, which he did again in this episode,
which was so dope.
But there was one where it was like a big one came out like a middle finger.
That was adorable. And I was like,
dude, yes,
yeah, that Moon's is about awesome. To wreck it.
Yeah, he killed like 30 people in this episode.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Pretty great.
Awesome. Well, are there any fan shout-outs?
I mean, just everyone talking. Obviously, LaToya's in there being awesome and saying Lydia's queen.
Yes.
Correct.
True story.
A lot of people are very excited. Like, Ray Watts wants to see Dark Eyes Sunny. But mostly it's all like prediction-y stuff. Which
totally. Well,
into.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Predictions. Right. Oh, God, lights. My eyes. At least I have both of them.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's saying Moon MVP. Like I said, Ray Watts wants more Dark Eyes Sunny, which I'm assuming.
Whoa, did the power just go?
I think the power just went out.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around in the chat. Sorry about that. We had a technical issue in the studio, but we are back. And we're going to go right into predictions.
Woohoo! I'm really excited to talk about this because it's gonna be dope.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah, let me. You're After
Buzz TV.
Okay.
Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the big cliffhanger, the master with the chi coming.
The
in.
Master with the chi, yeah.
And obviously, Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Absorbing the darkness from little Henry.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be like Master with the chi is like recruiting like a.
Yeah,
Avengers team.
No, almost. I was thinking the same thing. I was hoping that was her unlocking Widow's powers back, or not powers, but her darkness back,
right?
And her being able to fight it, but also not being a part of like the zombie army, I guess, of other Dark Ones that Pilgrim's trying to do. So I think it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, like you know, in a Game of Thrones type of way, it's like there's like a bigger battle.
Yeah.
That's happening, and she was like, "You just need to squash this child's play."
Yeah, I was feeling very White Walker-ish.
Yeah,
where he turns. Talk about it.
That was super cool. I guess my question is like, which side is Sunny going to be on? Because I feel like it's got to be about Pilgrim and Cressida kind of wanting to control, like, you know, the world kind of thing. And that being bad, you know, where is Sonny gonna lie? Because he's obviously an integral part of the process. But also, I think, you know, where he would like his morality would normally shift to not, you know, have the world end. I also feel like he's kind of curious enough about, like, figuring out, you know, how to unlock his own power and his past.
Yeah, see.
Because, you know, like, what if his sister is on that side?
True. I mean, we don't know specifically, but I feel like for his character, you can go either way. You can either have... My prediction was if they decide okay, Tony, just one second. If we get to the point of if Sonny decides to escape in some way and he tries to be Baji with him, I feel like Pilgrim and Cressida, right?
Yeah.
Might use Baji as like a not a moral thing, but the fact that like he doesn't want to hurt Baji, and then he's also going to feel bad that he ended up doing this because Baji warned him. So I feel like that would be kind of that weird, like, having to fight a dark Baji, like, full-blown. Like, we've already seen him fight before, but it would be interesting to see Sonny have to deal with that turmoil of trying to fight a dark Baji. And seeing, should I save him? Should I kill him to end the suffering? How does this work? So it would be kind of that whole, like, hitting that morale spectrum. Or it could be Sonny becomes bad, and then everyone has to try to save Sonny.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't think, at least my own personal opinion, I don't think it's going to be by choice. It's going to be forced either way.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the only way to get Sonny to a, not a spectrum, but to a side.
Yeah. I like that you mentioned sides, because I feel like it's sort of a Civil War situation.
Yeah,
like
where people like have their own preferences. War, yeah, and it's going to be kind of separate, but they all fight for the same cause.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah. Oh,
man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
What do you got?
Okay, so some people in the chat gave me the idea that the master was Sonny's sister, but unfortunately, LaToya, like right away, just
yeah, because I think they have different names.
Knocked
right?
it down. Yeah, which made sense. I was like, I got excited for a bit. But
nice. That would be a crazy twist, though.
No, but here's what I was thinking. You know how there's dark ones, right?
Yes.
What if there's one light one?
Whoa, like white eyes or something?
Yeah, because in the scripture that Baji was looking at, that there was a dark side, and on the flip side to that, complementing it was the light side. If you look back at the scripture, not only did I don't know, it gives me the idea that it's possible that there could be a white one that exists, but I guess it might be a different name because that sounds a little weird.
It does sound a little weird.
yeah,
that's just my major prediction that we see.
That's cool, though.
We see Sonny, he's not a dark one, but he's, in a sense, something else, and that's what he channels at the end to defeat Pilgrim.
Yeah, that makes sense of having, you know, because the fact that everything here is about good and evil, light and dark, you know, yin and yang kind of thing, which I think LaToya brought up, that Baji and Sonny's relationship is very yin and yang, and that's why they work together. Two dads! So it's interesting to see that, and I think that is a huge part of Asian culture in general.
Absolutely.
So it would make sense to kind of round it out in this way, to have a really big yin and yang kind of battle of light and dark. And again, more Star Wars stuff.
Totally.
So, you know, you can never go wrong.
It's all about balance.
Yeah. Balance of the Force, balance of the Badlands, all that good stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that would be really cool. I mean, it obviously makes sense because we had just talked about Sonny and Pilgrim. Like, they both needed to be present in that chamber to make it work. So
it makes sense for them to have to battle it out, and because the fact that they take both sides of that balance. But
I can't wait until the second half of the season.
It's going to be crazy.
We need it immediately.
I know.
Stay tuned for updates about that as soon as they release the release dates.
We'll
definitely
we'll
post them and we'll be back.
But
until then, where can the fans follow you?
Thanks, guys, again for joining us for the first half of Into the Badlands. I'm so happy that we got to hang out, meet LaToya, meet Sherman. Like, it's really cool being able to get everybody. Hopefully you guys will tweet at everybody, Daniel Wu, Louis Tan, all of them, to see if they can come hang out for us for the last half of this season. But you guys can find me at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. I'm doing a bunch of stuff right now. Geek & Sundry Starter Kit. Phoenix Dawn Command is the game that we're playing. playing, see if my character lasts the battle of that game, because it's pretty intense. And also, Voltron just started, like I said, I've mentioned it several times in this show. I think the show is amazing. You should also check that out on our AfterBuzz TV animation channel. We just covered episodes 1 and 2.
Awesome. Very cool. Tony, where can they find you?
Ooh, I was not expecting that.
Oh, sorry.
Throwing you off, bro.
My name is Anthony Becerra. You can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_Tony with the letter B, Tony_. Thank you so much. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at that handle.
Awesome.
Yeah, you should definitely check out his podcast. He talks about horror movies, and it's great.
Definitely, right. Definitely.
Yeah, that's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on the Popcorn Talk Network.
Yeah.
Sorry, cool. Thank you so much.
Very cool.
Yeah, I got you.
And you guys can follow me everywhere, JB, at Hey John Blake. I pop into AfterBuzz for a variety of stuff, so just keep up with me there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us this first half of the season, guys, and hopefully we'll see you again for the next half.
Bye, guys. Be safe.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.